Previously on
the best of music.
Robbie. Dang it, Robbie, pick up the phone.
Well, you should be. You're trapped in a toy box. You've been separated from your friend. You just got done growing to the size of a giant and only to realize that you're really just the size of a child's toy.
And I got picked up by the kid, Tommy. We gotta hurry up, man. We're moving.
You're moving? What are you moving?
Now, South Dakota, baby.
What?
Can't wait.
Oh, shit. Well, I gotta hurry up.
Yeah.
I can see you. You're in the back of a car.
Oh, yeah, there you are.
You're in a car window.
Sam, get in here. Sam, quick.
I'm in the floorboard.
For the taste that can't be beat, we got the best cuts of
music.
You're listening to the best cuts of music. Edition 74.
Stop telling me to do right now.
Gently down the stream, merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream, merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Sam, where are you at? This is amazing.
No, it's not amazing. So it's been going on for 2 hours now. I can't stand this shit. Get merrily, me out of merrily, the floorboard.
Merrily. Just jump in. Just jump in. When they say boat, start singing row. And when you start singing row, they'll start singing.
No, I don't.
Merrily, 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 come on, man.
Good Lord.
We're stuck in this car for, I don't know, how many hours.
I thought you said Tommy and his family are cool. This is some bullshit.
I think it's cool. Would you rather them be singing Megadeth songs or something stained?
Anything.
Something like
Metallica
that?
Metallica or something. Anything.
That's boring.
Maybe just some Creed songs. Gosh. I hope South Dakota isn't going to be like this.
Well,
I'm probably just pissed because I'm down here on the floorboard. Hey, can I come up there where you are?
Yeah, man. Yeah. If you... Yeah, Tommy's got me a nice little cushiony area up here. Plenty of room.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds nice.
Well, there's a nice jet stream from the air conditioning that just sort of swoops past and around us out up here. And
it just feels great. Coming up.
In fact, I'm a little cold.
Yeah.
I'm
sweltering. If you need a change of scenery, you can go down underneath the floorboard.
What, you just been hanging out with your cat under there?
Yeah, no. Cat's on the other side. I'm on the other this side next to a whole bunch of wadded up maps and Wendy's wrappers.
Oh, sick. Oh, looks like we're stopping, Sam. I could see a rest stop up ahead.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you don't have to come up after all.
Oh, thank God. I got to take a leak.
Yeah, we'll just get out and stretch our joints.
Yeah, I need a stretch. I need some joints to stretch. Well, as far as rest area goes, this one looks pretty good. Looks nice and clean.
It's all the senior citizens working here. I'm just thankful that they have a job, as I'm sure they are.
Yeah, state taxes at work. Wow, it looks like we're about halfway there, according to this giant map that says we're in Iowa. This is great. I've always wanted to come to Iowa.
Ah, you feel that sunshine? This is great. I love these rest stops that America has. We have so many where you get this, you just get to stretch your legs.
Interstate culture is just amazing.
It's beautiful what they've done since the 50s.
Yeah, since they developed this, the old routes have just gone by the wayside.
I remember when I was a kid, we'd get on old Route 66. And just,
oh, know, yeah.
Bel Air and just put the top up. And
yeah, you'd hit by Carthage, Missouri at the crossroads of America. Just something else.
Man, I just wonder, are we ever going to be like that again? I mean, what happens next? We get shrunk again or something?
I don't know, dude. Cross your fingers. Don't say that. Like, knock on wood.
Yeah.
Knock on a tree. We're going to figure this out.
Yeah, well.
I mean, something's happened.
We'll see.
There has to be a reason why we're only about 6 inches tall.
I think it's something to do with the Tea Party.
You think so?
I think that Sarah Palin and Rand McNally and the other guy,
Fox News,
got together and
Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly. Ooh, he's evil. They got together and they created.
They were so mad when we did our audition tape.
Oh,
that they sent.
They were jealous.
Stormtroopers. Yeah.
They were jealous. They sent those Fox News stormtroopers.
Yeah, and came and shrank us. That's what must have happened.
That's a good story.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I'll just wait out here.
Yeah, I got to go to the bathroom really bad.
Well, you should just go in your pants, man. That's what I did. It's a lot easier. Tommy will go ahead and change them out for you.
Your clothes wouldn't fit me.
He's got some nice Ken shoes and some... They're a little stilted.
No, those are too big for me.
All right, well, get in there, man. We got to hurry up. They're going to leave us behind.
No, just make them wait. I got to go.
I can't make them... Well, you know, I could make...
Okay, the door's opening. I got to go.
Okay. Sam, I was saying I can't make them wait necessarily. I could, but I don't. That'd just be really rude. Tommy's given so much to me, and I would just hate to lose that connection, you know? The connection that gives
Bobby, I can barely hear you. I'm trying to go, man.
What's going on in there? It smells. This is ridiculous.
It's a rest stop. What do you expect?
At least those senior citizens could do was clean up the toilets or something. They're not even good at giving directions.
All right, I'm done now. I got to get out of here. Let me know when somebody's coming so I can run out of here.
I can't hear you, Sam.
No, I said let me know when
Sam,
someone's coming.
Someone's coming.
All right.
Get out here. Come on, quick. They've already...
Robbie, what the hell happened?
What is going on here?
What is going on? I don't understand this. Look at you. You look like some kind of glowing orb with glasses on. You look like a glowing orb with wild hair in a finely coiffed outfit. This is strange. What happened to the rest area? Robbie, I think we shrank again. Look around us. There's all sorts of protons and neutrons. This is amazing. So psychedelic. You know, at this point, you're just kind of like, well, what do we do? You know, you gotta throw up your arms and just give in to, Everything looks like a fractal. It's like we're trapped in some kind of rave video from the 90s. I feel like we're in the brain of Martin Short or something. Yeah, it looks a lot like Interspace. Very spacious in here. For some reason, I feel like I can hear a bassy Meg Ryan talking outside of this. Well, you gotta figure out how to get us out of this. What, you're gonna blame you're gonna blame this on self-fulfilling prophecy? I think you got us into this mess. I don't know how, but I'm pretty sure it was you. I think you were the one who was, when we were trying to auction off things on eBay, was doing all that chanting. You know, I
probably sent us to some whirlpool spin.
I think the universe was trying to tell you that you didn't need to sell your toys on eBay.
Well, I think the universe is trying to tell you
that you need to get another job to help pay for the rent.
Oh. We're gonna go there now, are we?
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm gonna go over here and on this side of the subatomic universe and wait for your apology.
Well, that's just fine. I'm just gonna go over here and do the neutron dance.
All right, fine. Have fun.
I'm just burning to do...
Yeah, you look so happy doing the neutron dance.
You've been listening to the best cuts of music. Hey, Sam, what are you doing over there?
Nothing. Just waiting for that
I'm
apology.
I'm still doing the neutron dick.
Just waiting for that apology.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for you to apologize.
I think you should apologize.
I couldn't
to
be
me
riding
and the
time.
Pointer Sisters for that rendition you've done. Just real mockery of their
okay,
dance.
Yeah? Yeah? Okay, thank you. You don't even know, what is the neutron dance? What is it? It should be electron dance. Those things jump around like nothing else.
Well, I heard it's like the electric slide, but with more intensity and heat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like interjected with all those laws of thermodynamics and whatnot.
Yeah, and Robert, do you see all of those particles that keep colliding over there? It's like when they collide into each other, it makes sort of like a miniature vortex that you can see into another dimension.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, Sam. It's amazing. You appreciate the amazing things that we see that most people would die and kill for to see?
Yeah.
It's kind of like going to a black hole and never getting out, never seeing your family again, but you get to see the beauty and the wonder of the amazement of
yeah,
science.
Like our men in Stimpy when they popped out on the other side and they discovered the world where everybody's left socks are.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I was thinking, maybe you should apologize to me.
Oh, sure. Maybe in another universe.
No, in this one. I'm the one that showed us this, got us to this great, amazing land of wonderments.
Yeah, maybe you did.
I mean, if I'm wrong, here's the thing, Sam. If I should apologize for getting us here, even though I don't think it was my fault, then you should apologize to me for getting angry at me for bringing us here, because obviously you have some wonderment about it. See, it's a catch-22.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, you apologize, or I don't apologize.
Okay, so fact that I'm not apologizing and you're not apologizing, we've actually apologized to each other.
Well, there's a couple of different options. There's me apologizing, you not apologizing, you apologizing, me not apologizing, both of us not apologizing, both of us apologizing, and then both of us doing everything at once.
Man.
It's the laws of uncertainty.
It's the circle of life.
It's like Schrodinger's cat.
Yeah.
It's in there, it's not in there, it's in
who
there.
Knows?
Who knows?
Could be dead.
Yeah.
Could be playing cards.
Hey, well, I'm not saying I'm sorry, but I regret if there's any uncomfort or any sort of negativity surrounding this whole situation. I regret that I may or may not have caused that.
Okay. Well, we'll disagree to agree then.
Right. This is like the perfect scientific uncertainty, kind of moral subjectivity, you know?
Yeah. Theoretically, we should just be able to imagine the eventuality of what's going to happen, and then that will materialize.
Oh,
itself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like clapping your hands and making fairies come back to life. It's just if you believe enough, it'll happen.
Self-actualization. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, if I've learned anything from physics, or if I've learned anything from what Fox News is telling me that CNN News is telling me, is that if I imagine it, it's true.
But definitely, I mean, just looking around here, I mean, you can see that there's some kind of intelligent design at work.
Yes.
It's like, I can't see any creator's thumbprints, though. I find that weird. There's supposed to be some kind of hand of God.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Around here doing something.
Well, and there's like a God particle with a beard and the holy voice.
Yeah, and the lights. And it's a dude. We all know that.
Oh, yeah.
The God particle is a dude.
He wears a white robe.
Yeah.
The first generation.
Robbie Fax and Sam Hauser.
Sam, you hear that?
Come to the light.
I do hear that. It's so heavenly.
It's God's particle.
It has to be God's particle.
God particle.
It's talking to us. I can't understand. It sounds like it's...
That's it. Come on.
Air.
Come here.
Wait. Or some kind of foreign
British.
Language.
Quicker now.
He is British.
Well, if he's the father of our country, it would make sense that he's British.
That does make sense. And God's usually British in so many of my favorite movies from the 50s and 60s.
Everyone knows the British are more disciplined and intelligent than Americans. So, yeah, it would make sense that he's...
You bumbling fools.
They founded the modern world.
I guess we should just give up.
I think it's...
Go ahead and go towards the light.
Yeah, go towards it. It seems to be coming through from somewhere in that field of protons over there.
I haven't got all that. I've got universes to meddle with.
Strings all over the place. I'll have to wade through the strings. We should have been taking pictures of this.
It's happening again, Sam.
It's happening.
I think we're gonna get normal size.
Oh, we're gonna get normal size.
We're gonna become giants.
Yes,
finally again.
Shit.
I think we're just toy size.
I think we're still toy size.
Actually, I think I'm in a little smaller. That's not fair.
Man, I look a little bigger. This is looking up.
Where are you? I don't see you. Oh, you're down there. You're rather small, aren't you? Welcome to the Large Hadron Collider Laboratory.
I always wondered where they all took pisses. The Large Hadron Collider Laboratory.
I think he said laboratory, dude.
Oh. Well, where do they go to the bathroom?
That would be the Large Hadron Laboratory. That's over there. It's clearly marked.
Oh, what's he doing? What's going on?
Yeah, where is this? Oh, great one. Why have you brought us here to this Large Hadron Collider?
And God, are there any other gods? And are they British too? Or are they different, you know?
I expected you to be a bit taller also.
I kind of...
With more sort of ethereal light coming off of you. You kind of look like a scientist.
Well, that would make sense if he's like a clockwork god. You know, he builds the clock, starts it up, and then just lets it go. He's more of a scientist.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
That is. That must mean evolution is real and creationism is just a myth. I don't understand. How does God work in all this?
You ignoramus. I'm not God. I'm Professor Tronic. Now come here, I need your help. I'm trying to expand my collection of popples. This eBay site is just not working. The whole thing is crashing. I'm gonna need some help. Damn Windows Media Player in the way now. My hadrons have stopped colliding. This is so frustrating. Damn thing, I'm gonna have to... Oh God, which window is it? I'm gonna have to end task it. No, I'm too small. I need your help.
What's going on here? This is ridiculous. So you made us small so we could help you bring the task manager up?
Why, of course.
Why couldn't you just press Ctrl-Alt-Delete? You can do that with one hand. Oh, well, you're small. Well, why are you small, too?
I seem to have a conflict between eBay and the Large Hadron Collider. I appear to have shrunk myself.
Oh, look there. Look, Sam. He's looks like he's bidding on your Popples collection.
Yeah, on my Popples collection.
Well, I was wondering.
It must have been because we were on the other end of the connection.
Touching the computer?
That there was a rift. Yeah.
Wow, so that means all of everything that's happened is just like an alternate dimension, and we've just been traveling.
We're trapped in some sort of wormhole of time, stuck in some sort of nightmarish eBay world.
Well, Professor Tronic, today's your lucky day.
We're going to help you pull up that task manager.
And we're going to help you close out those programs.
If Sam Hauser and
Robbie Flax
have anything to say about it, you're listening to
The Best Cuts of Music. Professor Tronic, I think we're going to solve your problems and ours. Everything's going to be just okay.
Yeah, we just figure out what's going on.
It looks like you've got a lot of... What's with this... Oh, I see. You got this pop-up here. You must have clicked... You must have tried to flot the swy. Swat the fly. One of the two. What kind of websites you been looking at? This isn't your regular eBay pop-ups. I do see the one about the PayPal. Suggests you're not a PayPal member already?
Yeah, I mean, do you already have a Netflix account? I don't know. I mean, I have one, but I still get those.
It seems like everybody should have one. I mean, you're a fool if you don't have a Netflix account.
My accelerator ring seems to have mutated into a porn loop.
It's like tits and asses are just hitting each other at subatomic speeds.
No, there's nothing for it. We're going to have to press Ctrl-Alt-Delete. But I can't reach it. I'll stand here on Control. Sam, you stand on Alt. Robbie, and hit that Delete key.
I'll stand on Delete.
Okay, chaps. On three. One,
oh,
two.
Wait a minute. Is it after three or is it right on three?
It's after three. Okay, now, ready? One, two.
Well, wait a minute. Are we supposed to do like Control Alt Delete? Or is it all at the same time? I can't remember when I do it with
my
hands.
Listen, we haven't got much time.
He jumps on Control, I jump on Alt, you jump on Delete.
So it's
and
on.
And then after three.
So it's four. So it's on four, actually.
Well, let's say it's your six. He jumps on Control at three, I jump on Alt at four, you jump on Delete at five.
Okay. So it's on five?
Yeah.
Or is it
for
six? Because it's right after.
You're on five.
Okay. I thought it was on Delete.
Yeah, and he's on first. No. At five, you jump on
that.
Delete.
Yeah, yeah. Who's on first?
What's on second? I don't know who's on third.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, real funny, Sam.
Yes.
I'm just trying to make sure that we do this right. Look, Sam, Professor Tronic said we only have a few minutes. Let's get down to business. Quit arguing with me.
All right.
One, two, three.
Yes, finally.
That seems to have done the trick.
Now what? So we just need to delete? We just need to close out some of these programs?
Yeah, like this LRGHADCLLD.exe.
What is this hack Damon EXE thing?
What is this pig man porn thing? PR0N. That's weird.
That's a Goatsy Trojan. I know that one.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Let's delete some of these. Look, there's one here. It says Robbie Flax and Sam Hauser.exe.
That must have been the Trojan that we got here with. Like, that one there just keeps popping up. How is it doing that? I already closed it.
Yeah, you'd think after you close it, it wouldn't pop up again.
Guys, I don't think we should be messing with this. It's already giving us warnings saying that we shouldn't just close out the program. I don't feel safe with this. Should we even be in this part of the computer? Should we like get a hold of an IT guy or something to get the do this properly?
No, I'd rather we didn't call IT. The last time I called them, they smushed my add-ons. It took months to get it back online.
I imagine that could be frustrating. They're always telling me to, have you tried plugging in the computer? Yes, of course I've tried plugging in the computer. Except for that one time I didn't have the FireWire cable plugged in. Oh, wait. No, I got it, guys. It was just in-process tree, and it'll close all the little Trojans up instead of just one, you know, so you like get all of them. Does that make sense? Do you think that'll work?
It's worth a try.
Well, we've managed to get this far on your good idea, so I don't see why not.
Sure, why not? Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
I'm thinking if Professor can get us back, you know, we should just send him the Popples. We should just.
No.
Do you want to?
That's my precious Popples collection.
Well, I mean, he's standing right there. I mean, he's the one that's going to be responsible for getting us big and everything being A-okay.
Well, he's going to have to win the bidding war. I mean, those are valuable items. I don't think this is a fortunate circumstance that we're in the first place. I'm wondering if it's not your fault, it's his fault.
Of course, it's everyone's fault but yours, huh?
Yeah.
If you didn't have those damn Popples in the first place, he wouldn't be searching for them. If you had paid me rent like you were supposed to when you're sleeping on my couch, we wouldn't have to sell the Popples, leading to us to whatever's been happening the last two episodes.
If you hadn't intervened with my whole relationship with Becky, we probably wouldn't be in this situation in the first place. Not to mention getting my leg cut off, and then I got a robot body.
You're the one that chose Becky over your wife. Otherwise,
yeah, but I love Becky. Remember, I don't love my wife. You didn't.
I left my wife for Becky and my children.
We've already settled this out. Anyways, Cindy and Linda are technically our daughters.
Well, be that as it may, Linda's still the mother of my children, abnormally deformed as they are. And I love them.
You got to admit it.
The what?
Their bowed legs are cute.
Oh, yeah, that's gorgeous. You know, we went out to ghost town a couple of years ago and put them on this little old wooden horse and took photos of them. They looked absolutely adorable.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah.
That's cute. They're good kids.
Oh, yeah. They have good intentions, at least.
Sasha and Marcus are just beautiful.
Man, that didn't work at all. We're going to have to code reset the whole thing.
Well, how do you plan on doing that? We can't just unplug the computer. Lord knows that's not good for it.
Yeah, I mean, this is all seems tricky stuff with this collider business. I mean, the universe might either wink out, or it could go back to normal. I don't know about you, Robbie. I'm kind of willing to hedge those bets.
Yeah, I guess those are risks we have to take.
It'll be fine. I've got backups of this universe anyway.
All right, guys. I'll grab it into the power cord. Let's get to tugging here.
Yeah. We'll all do it at the exact same time on three.
On three?
On three.
One.
Two.
Three.
I don't think I'm going to sell it for
21. I don't think you can. I don't. This isn't one of those auctions. eBay's not like that.
You can't do it on what eBay.
eBay's not like that.
What? What do you mean?
This isn't like a rodeo auction or a horse auction or whatever you're doing.
Well, it just seems to me that if there's going to be an auction, that eBay might want to have the announcer option.
It's idiotic, Sam. eBay's it's different. I'm sorry. It's not idiotic. It's cool, but the eBay it's more of like a you bid. You've done this. This is how you complete your Popples collection, isn't it? Popples.
Yeah, I've got to get rid of this Popples collection.
Wait, didn't you get rid of it already?
Yeah, my Popples don't seem to be here. Well, let's look at my eBay account.
Well, it says here, Sam Hauser and Robbie Flack 0137. The bidding ended. You already sold your Popples.
Well, who did I sell them to?
Proftronic 013 Hearts. Who's that?
I don't know. Looks like he's in Switzerland.
What's that?
I don't know. Robbie, get the door.
It's a telegram.
Well, what's it say?
Let's read this telegram.
Okay, it says, Robbie Flax and Sam Hauser, stop. This is Professor Tronic. Stop. If you are receiving
this telegram, then our plan worked. Stop. That is to say, the plan did not work, and we destroyed universe number 74. Stop. But don't worry, we're restored from backup. Stop. Sam, I'm pleased that I've won your Popples collection. Stop. If at all possible, please do send through the airmail. Stop. I'm currently normal-sized again, and I hope you are as well. Stop.
Then he goes on to say he regrets not being able to stop and have biscuits and tea with us and blah, 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 whatever. But yeah, Sam, it looks like it was a success, kind of.
Looks like something happened.
And he bought your Popples collection. What do you think? How close to the price do you think?
I think it's pretty fair.
Oh, really?
Fair price, yeah. I didn't check the conversion, though, from pounds to dollars.
Well, I think
I need to go back on that.
I think it's favorable. I think every pound is $2.
Oh, okay. Oh, great.
Yes, yes.
So I'm going to get a lot of money off of this.
Or if you don't, you just convert it to pounds.
This is the strangest, weirdest letter I've ever received from an eBay buyer.
On Telegram at that, I didn't even realize that they still did this.
I thought Western Union went out of business.
Well, Sam, it looks like another adventure is wrapping up.
Yeah, this is great. You mean that adventure that we had, moving from the living room, going to the door, and getting the telegram?
Why, of course, you know I enjoy any sort of exercise.
I guess everything's an adventure if you make it out to be. What a positive spin.
It's true. And everything's an adventure on
The Best Cuts of Music. Lasciami sognare, sei baci tuoi ancora tu mi farai sospirare, ti vorrei dire che solo te io sapo amare, lasciami sognare, sweetheart.
Hello, hello again, shaboom and hope we'll meet again.
Lasciami sognare, io sogno ancora di averti tutta per me, aspetto solo una parola d'amor da te, lasciami sperare, sweetheart. Quando te tu guardi me, qualcosa nasce in me. Se soltanto tu dirai, baby, che m'amerai. Oh, lasciami sognare, sei baci tuoi ancora tu mi farai sospirare. Ti vorrei dir che solo te io saprò amare. Lasciami sognare, sweetheart.
Shaboom, shaboom, ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom, shaboom, ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom, shaboom, ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom, 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 ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom, shaboom, ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom, shaboom, ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom.
Tu guardi me, qualcosa nasce in me. Se soltanto tu dirai, baby, che m'amerai.
Life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Hello, hello again, shaboom, and hope we'll meet again.
Life could be a dream,
life could be a dream, sweetheart.
ambitious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you, life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Ee-oo-ee-oo, shaboom, shaboom. Ee-oo-ee-oo, shaboom, shaboom. Ee-oo-ee-oo, shaboom, shaboom. Sweetheart.
Have a good night, everybody. You're listening to
the best cuts of music.
You guys are fucked up, man.